We learn in today's Perek Rambam, the second chapter of Hilchos Brachos, in Halacha Dalid, says the Rambam, that when we conclude the third bracha of the Birchas HaMazon, we are choisim with the words Boine Yerushalayim. Then the Rambam brings another version, and the Rambam says, and therefore, Lefikach Nikreis Bracha Zu Nechama, this blessing is referred to as the blessing of comfort. Then Rambam continues that the Chol Mishaloi Omar Malchus Beis David Bebracha Zu, if one does not mention the kingdom, the sovereignty of the house of David in this bracha, did not fulfill his or her obligation. Lo Yotze Yidei Chay Vasoi Mipnei Shehi Inyan HaBracha, because this is of the essential content of the bracha. But hold on, the bracha is about Yerushalayim, not about David. Says Rambam, no, it is connected to David. Because the complete comfort can only happen when we have the return of the sovereignty of the house of David. And the question is, why is it so? What's the insight? Why is there such a intrinsic link between the Malchus Beis David and the city of Yerushalayim? So the Rebbe in Lekutei Sichos Chelek Lamed Vav, page 199, brings the same link that we find in the tefillah that Shlomo HaMelech made right after he finished building the first Beis HaMikdash. And there in his bracha and in his tefillah, Shlomo HaMelech says that from when Hashem took the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, Lo bocharti bo'ir mikol shifti Yisrael, livnois bayis liyash misham, God never chose a city to permanently have his house there. Ve'efchar bit David liyois alami Yisrael. And then God chose David HaMelech. And as the Radak and the others point out, the sequence of this bracha prayer doesn't work. The prayer should have concluded, and then I chose Yerushalayim. He's beginning to speak about God's choice of Yerushalayim, but he concludes by saying that I chose David. So what's the link between the choice that Hashem made, the Bechira B'David, and the Bechira in Yerushalayim? And in that Sicha, the Rebbe brings the beer of the Radak, and the Rebbe explains that it doesn't properly answer the question. And the Nakuda of the Rebbe is Gavaldik. Hashem chooses Yerushalayim. Hashem's choice in Yerushalayim has to be eternal, Nitzchi. Problem is, how is it even possible to have anything connected to eternity, connected to, linked to land, when the world, when land by itself, by definition, it's a created thing, means it has a beginning, so it's going to have an end. Now, it's not enough to say that since Hashem is the chooser and Hashem is Nitzchi, so therefore Hashem's choices have to be Nitzchi, and obviously they are. But still, we have to explain, how does it work? How is it possible to imbue land with something connected to eternity? Says the Rebbe Gavaldik. That's why the choice of Yerushalayim in the Tefillah of Shlomo is connected with the choice that Hashem made, a choice that's also Nitzchi, regarding the Malchus of the house of David. And as it says clearly, and as the Rambam paskins, that the Malchus was given to David, Ulabanov, Hazacharim, Ad Oilam. Now, how is it shaykh to have something connected to eternity? Nitzchi is dekait, regarded to David. That's already different, explains the Rebbe. Because David HaMelech has an Hashama. And David HaMelech was the epitome of an Eved Hashem. And David HaMelech had the highest level of Bittul to Hashem. And that's why, in David HaMelech, it's shayach for something eternal, which is a koyach of God to be revealed. Which is actually why Chazal tell us in other places that Maisa Yedei David are Nitzchim. Because since David HaMelech, because of his bittel, is able to mirror, to channel eternity of Hashem, that is expressed not only in him, but also in everything that he does, which is why the Rambam concludes that Ein Nechama Gemura Ella B'Chazoras Malchus Beis David, because the greatness of Yerushalayim, the eternity of Yerushalayim, is dafka connected to the fact that it came about through the choice that Hashem made in David, which is why in this third bracha, when it's a bracha about the Yerushalayim, we have to mention Malchus Beis David.